From 91.5 KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is AirCheck, a show about great music in the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Jeff Beery.
I'm Vicki Gregor.
Today on 91.5 KRCC and AirCheck, Vicki and I each invite Angela Seals, Deputy Director of the Pikes Peak Cultural Office, to pick a favorite new tune for our musical roundtable discussion. And Joe Johnson joins us in the KRCC studios to sing a couple of songs and talk with Vicki. It's another edition of AirCheck. Stay tuned.
It's that time again on AirCheck where we sit around the table, our round table, and we talk about a song that won't leave our brain pan. And today we have the distinct honor of sitting with Angela Seals, Deputy Director of the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region. That is a cool long title. What do you do?
It is the Cultural Office. We raise the visibility of arts and culture. So we exist to promote the arts and encourage investment in it and value in it.
And as deputy director, you wear a badge, a 10 star.
When I was promoted to that title, I got a little silver star badge for myself.
Lucky.
Excellent.
Oh, that you
They're
did
easy
that for yourself.
I did it for my It seemed like a funny.
I doubly like you now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to have a sense of humor about your work.
Yeah.
You got to have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
There's Angela sitting across the round table, and you are indeed surprised that it's a round table.
This
Angela?
Is a round table. They are being honest. I thought perhaps
you thought it was all a lie.
We were just throwing around
the theatrics
these phrases
of radio, but it is a cozy little round table in the beautiful old house that KRCC. Is their home, and it's great to be here at the table with you.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Angela.
Taking time out of your bohemian arts schedule to be with us today. So, Vicki, I'm going to turn it on you. What's stuck in your ear for the roundtable?
The song I picked is by a production team, a musical production team. Electronic funk is their thing. They're called Crack and Smack, and the name of this song is Twilight. Electronic funk chill joy.
Yeah.
A chill joy. Ooh.
I love that you use the word joy because it is radiant. There's just a radiance in her voice.
And that is Izzo Fitzroy. And she's not even part of this band. They just had her guest on this. And she's one of those incredible UK soul blues funk singers. And we've got one of her records called Skyline from a few years ago. She blew me away then, but she is a match made in heaven with these grooves.
Might need to be a permanent fixture of this band.
You know, if they were smart, they'd stay on her good side for sure.
All right.
Yeah, it's so positive. You can just imagine putting it on when you need to feel confident and good in your day.
Right, right.
We need some of that, don't you think?
I do. I know I do.
You know? Some of that magic music that right. give you the mood you want to feel.
Right.
You just want to bob your head and feel good and let it wash over you.
Is she on more tracks on this CD?
She's on a couple more, too. But this song, when I got to this song, I just froze. I think my mouth just stayed open the whole time, and I did this.
I see what you're doing.
You can't see that.
I see what you're doing.
AirCheck listeners can't see that, but it's
a look of
highly
awe.
Attractive look.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a look of awe. It's a look of awe where you're like, perfection.
Yeah.
I'm being washed over with perfection because it's this voice.
Nice pick.
Thank
Crack
you.
And smack.
Twilight.
All right. Nice pick.
Thank you. So, Jeff, what song has been haunting your dreams and your waking hours? In a good way, of course.
Ride is the band, and their new CD is called This Is Not a Safe Place, and the song is called Jump Jet. Shoegaze is one of my favorite rock subgenres, I guess. I just get lost in it. And Ride has been doing this since the late 80s. I was reading up a little bit on these guys, and it's this classic English story of a bunch of schoolboys meeting at their boarding schools, and they were inspired by the Smiths to form this band. And they sort of originated this genre. I mean, a lot of people sort of built on this shoegaze genre of the late 80s, early 90s. They broke up in the early to mid 90s and did their separate things, and they've come back and reformed and put together a couple more albums. And this last one has a lot of great tunes on it that I can just get lost in. I just love staring at my shoes and turning up the volume. That's what I like to do, you know?
It's got a great vintage sound, and there's an imperfection about it that I love.
You're right. It does feel like this sort of throwback.
Well, and I think when you listen to grunge, when you listen to Nirvana, I think one of the things that's really striking is how unproduced it is. I think we've gotten really used to hearing things done in studio, and there's something about what they were doing in that movement. It was saying, like, this is real, we're right out here.
Yeah, you can hear them get lost in their own song rather than a bunch of zeros and ones, and everything is so highly polished and perfect, but not the joy of them playing in the company of each other.
It's very human to hear people make music and remember that there are people making music that you're listening to and not just computers.
All right, Angela.
Yes, my selection.
The table is turned, and now we want to hear what you've brought.
Right, I brought a song from the new album by Tycho, and it's actually similar, Vicky, to what you chose. So Tycho, usually it's instrumental, and he's invited a vocalist onto his newest project, Saint Sinner, Hannah Cottrell. And this song, No Stress, I think it's just the pinnacle of their collaboration on this album.
The song again?
No Stress.
From Tycho.
If it doesn't work the first time, don't stress, don't stress. If it doesn't make you feel right, don't guess, 'cause we're too young, some of us already gone, yeah. Feel the rain and the sunshine on, no stress, no stress. I know there's a little time left for me right now. Left for me right now. It's no wonder at all. Everything around us turned to gold, yeah. It turned to gold, yeah.
Just juxtapositions on this that I love. I love her ethereal voice and that bass line together. And I love the kind of hopeful feeling that this style of music can have, that chill wave feeling, and yet the melancholy lyrics together. Maybe that's the 90s part of me. But I like my hope with a little melancholy.
I'm with you.
And she's a great writer. I think the lyrics, you know, that she brings to the album are worthy of Tycho's compositions.
So do you know if she wrote the lyrics then? And
that's my understanding, that he gave her tracks and then asked her to come in the first session. She brought two songs already, the lyrics written, to go with his music. And he really, that's why he calls it a collaboration.
That's quite a high compliment for her, because Tycho obviously has been making incredible, beautiful records.
And she's a young artist, still kind of emerging on the scene. And he says in an interview that with this album, he wanted to try to access that feeling he had when he was new to writing music. Mm. And that working with a younger musician helped him tap into that energy. It's a great album. Yeah,
you know, it's interesting that you ladies both brought in artists that I'm familiar with as instrumental artists. So they've recruited these vocalists, and it adds this whole nother dimension to their music, mm-hmm. which is, it's nice. It's really nice. I mean, it could have been a horrible failure.
Oh, totally. But, and I think it is a little controversial. I think some people feel like Tycho lost a purity that he had as an instrumental composer. But I think it grounds it, and it gives, he calls it another instrument, her voice.
So, Angela, Deputy Director at the Cultural Office for the Pikes Peak Region, what are you guys up to down there?
Well, we're wrapping up Arts Month. Every October is National Arts and Humanities Month, and that's a big push for us across the two counties, encouraging people to have one new arts and cultural experience. As that wraps up, we start looking to the next thing. Our new gallery guide is coming out to encourage people to buy local art for holiday shopping. Our holiday guide will come out soon after that with all of the diverse performances and visual arts shows in the region that are linked to holidays around this time of year, including New Year's. And so it's just one thing to the next. It's one of the great aspects of serving the arts community is it is so vibrant here and it's building momentum all the time.
So what obstacles do you have in your job?
Yeah.
What are the things you're trying to get past?
I can say to you guys, oh, there's always been creative people here, and you nod because you're with KRCC and you know that that's true, but a lot of people don't think of Colorado Springs that way. And so we're working against some stereotypes and some definitions of our city that aren't as creative and open as it actually is. There's plenty to do on the weekend. It's a drum we have to beat all the time because we're always talking to new people.
So do you get tired of having to go back over this and pick the needle up and start over again, track back through the...
You know, it makes us feel meaningful and needed. And because it is hard to do for the individual arts groups to fight that battle when their main job is producing plays or choreographing new dance pieces. So truly, it is the reason that the cultural office exists, so that there is an arts agency dedicated to telling that story and seeing that from that 30,000-foot perspective, how things are growing and changing in downtown and way beyond downtown. In Cripple Creek and Monument, you know.
So you do cover Teller County as well.
We
as
do.
El Paso.
We're El Paso and Teller County.
Right. Very cool. So if people want to find out what's going on, Peak
Radar.
Well,
we always send them to peakradar.com, the region's cultural calendar. It's our biggest program. We run it all year round. There's over 4,000 events on Peak Radar throughout the year.
4,000.
4,500 we had last year.
Wow.
And we have an e-blast that goes out to give you 8 to 10 kind of cool picks to think about, get you thinking beyond what you might usually gravitate to. We encourage everyone to be curious and to try something you've never seen before. And so that's why when the Cultural Office was founded 13 years ago, the first thing they asked us to do was, will you help us invite people and invite them well and invite them over and over and over again, because that's what it takes to really build a strong arts following. And that we've been working on that for the past 12 years. So
doing a great job, I might add.
Thank you.
Yeah. And thank you for taking a lot of time out of your schedule this afternoon.
Oh, it's fun. I love to be here in studio with you all. And it is a place where you can feel the love of music and the love of your audience. And I love being in those kinds of spaces. So,
thanks, Angela.
Angela, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Joe Johnson is a Mississippi transplant who has called Southern Colorado his home for the last 16 years or so. That is, when he's not touring the country playing music. When he is home, he is deeply connected to the community he lives in and the musicians he collaborates with. He joined Vicky recently in the KRCC studios on a snowy afternoon in October to talk a bit and perform a couple of songs for this next segment of 91.5 KRCC's Air Check.
Hi, my name is Joe Johnson. This is a new song called Won't You Dance With Me. Well, the sign on my door says, come on in. Shake off the worry from wherever you've been. Come on, darling, dance with me. I got a pocket of whiskey if you need a sip. Every now and then I might take a nip. So come on, darling, dance with me. Well, Well, I ain't too short, I ain't too tall. What other folks think, I ain't concerned at all. Come on, darling, dance with me. I got railroad tracks through my front yard. Life ain't easy, but it ain't too hard. Just settle down, darling, dance with me. To come carry to Tillatoba, I'll tell you all about it if you come on over. Hey, hey, mama, dance with me. 'Cause you're the prettiest thing that ever caught my eye, and drives me crazy when I see you smile. So come on, darling, dance with me. Won't you dance with me for a spell? It'll do you right. It'll do me well. Won't you say you love me? If you do, 'cause there ain't no doubt about it, baby, that I love you. Sign on my door says, come on in. Shake off the worry from wherever you've been. Come on, darling, dance with me. Won't you dance with me?
This is Vicki Gregor, and my guest today on Air Check is one of Southern Colorado's beloved and well-respected musicians, and for good reason, Mr. Joe Johnson here with me today.
Hey, buddy.
Thank you for coming in, Joe.
My pleasure.
The weather for today, at least, is cold. It's gray. The roads aren't really that safe. And here you are sitting around the table, so thanks.
I was literally the only choice that comes to mind on a cold, gloomy, dangerous day.
Yeah, that's why you're here.
Call this guy.
Joe, I'm referencing you as, Southern Colorado, but this whole thing starts for you, though, in Mississippi. Am I correct about that?
Yep.
Born and raised?
Born and raised in South Mississippi, yep.
If you're born and raised in Mississippi, do you have a choice that you're not going to be a musician?
Well, I probably got a lot of people I grew up with that would say they can't play a radio, carry a tune in a bucket if you hand it to them. But I came from a musical family, so my grandpa was a musician, both grandmothers on both sides, mom, dad. Everybody was musicians, so I might have had a little more of a push, maybe than your average person that grew up in Morgantown.
Tell me a little bit more about your grandfather. He had a fair amount of acclaim that went with him, right?
He was an early, Grand Ole Opry performer, engineer. He used to actually perform a lot. So back in the early days of the Opry, when it was still at the Ryman in downtown Nashville, about a block away from the Ryman is Ernest Tubbs' record shop. And after all the Grand Ole Opry shows for years, kind of the tradition was everybody would go, the musicians would all go over to Ernest Tubbs' record shop and have kind of a jamboree or a party, an after party for the Opry. And my grandpa played that after party, weekly. For a long time, and the opera stage as well. He forego the chance at a bigger career because he really liked Picayune, Mississippi, where he lived. He was really not interested in the, business side that came kind of with the country music business. He was just interested in the country music part. And so I think that he probably stopped himself from going further than he did, because he didn't want to. And that's something that I can identify with greatly, because I've done the same in my own career multiple times.
So. Well, you've traveled all over the land, that's for sure. But making that change, coming from the South and setting your sights, was it directly to Colorado, or did you do some kind of wandering and here's where you ended up?
Colorado was a stopping point for me on my way to Alaska. I was going to work a job there in Alaska, and I was just on my way through here. I stopped to visit my brother, who was working as a land surveyor. I was in a place where I was trying to find myself outside of the context of South Mississippi. You know, I was trying to find myself as someone from Mississippi in a different place. I immediately started making connections with awesome musicians there, and I think by the end of that summer I had really created a really good network of awesome musicians and artists in the area. So when the summer broke and it got cold, man, I wasn't leaving. You know, I'd already made the connections and felt at home. So,
you know, you're somebody who is not a stranger to the road. You know, you've done 3 records, A Time to Dance, New West Sound, and especially on Morgantown. You did quite a tour backing up Morgantown. It seemed like whenever I checked in to see where's Joe, where's Waldo, you were somewhere, and you were always, you know, you were far away at times, but yet it was like miraculous. You were far away, but yet you were going to be in town the next week. So I know you put some road miles on. Yeah.
Since A Time to Dance came out, I've probably logged in close to 500,000 miles. That's over like the last almost 6 years. And not all those were, you know, out of state, but a lot of them were up and down the Front Range, all around the West. That Morgantown tour last year was 3 months. And I did come back and forth to town a couple of times here and there. I have a family, so I try to spend as much time with them as I can, you know, as much time home as I am on the road. So it's a balancing act, and that was a balancing act, but it was kind of the culmination of the last few years of, you know, working the circuit, trying to find all the gigs, and, you know, doing a 2-week tour where you literally play every kind of venue, from a hot dog stand to a living room to a theater to a festival and back to through a bar on your way home, you know.
You know, making those records, something I noticed on at least 2 of your records, and possibly all 3, is you like to have a hand in the production. You know, that's sort of like writing the movie and then directing it too, and starring in it.
I'm a control freak, yes.
Okay, I'm essentially
the Matt Damon of folk musicians. I want to write, produce, direct, and star. No, I'm not that way at all. But I do, as a writer, when I'm writing, though, I do have an overall vision of the song. By the time I bring it to the studio, I kind of know what it sounds like in my head. But I also try to work with people that I'm very familiar with, whose ideas I respect and like, and keep an open dialogue. But I do have a pretty strong vision, I think, for the music. I mean, I know what I want to hear and how I want to hear it. And I know the kind of songs, you know, that I want to produce. And I don't ever want to corner myself into a particular sound or style. So I know that about myself. I know that I want it to be a very broad collection of music that I present. And so, you know, keeping that, having a strong vision for what you want to do is important as an artist.
You were part of Juke Joint Highball, mm-hmm. Grant Sabin, Kevin Ott, and you, Joe mm-hmm. Johnson. And that was a great record and a really cool band. And, well, first of all, a lot more electric guitar, right?
Yeah, all electric.
Which does that kind of change the headset? But everything, you're serving a different purpose there, or just what, a bunch of friends playing together that happened to be very good at at the chemistry coming together.
The secret to how good that album is how awesome Grant Sabin is. That's the secret.
I agree.
He presents you with such great music I think for Kevin and I, we looked at the situation like Grant is a great artist on his own. He doesn't need a band. If he's going to have a band, it should really complement what he's already doing without overtaking it. So he and I both, in everything we do, we try to complement what Grant is doing. I look for something Grant does with his guitar and just try to mirror it or echo it somehow, so it just kind of adds to what's already happening.
But something happens on Grant's side of things, because you two were just so solid back there, great playing and joyful, and then that brings out yet another shade of Grant, and I think that was the alchemy of the whole thing. But that speaks well of all of you as musicians, that you know, there's no egos tripping up each other. It's coming together, wanting to be totally supportive and wanting it to be good. And you hear that in the music.
You know, I've always been a fan of his. I think he's always been a fan of mine. We've always been really good friends. So he plays with me a lot, too, in my projects. Mm-hmm. And I think we really both just kind of enjoy. We bring out a different side of each other musically. You know, and so I think we just really enjoy playing together and hanging out. I mean, we just have a really good time hanging out. He's a fun guy, that Grant Savin, I'll tell you.
Joe, what's going on with you right now, though? I hear something about a conservatory. What is it that's in your life right now?
So after the tour last year, I think the wheels started turning in my head that my kids were not getting any younger. Neither was I, and climbing in and out of the back of a pickup truck behind a bar in the middle of the night was starting to become kind of old. Just as that was happening, Linda Weiss gets a hold of me. She runs the conservatory and said that they were looking for a new songwriting instructor there for the kids, and it seemed like a pretty neat opportunity. So even though I'm completely unqualified in any way to work at a musical conservatory, I did it anyway. And they offered me the job. So starting back at the beginning of the fall, into the summer, I have been there, you know, 4 days a week teaching songwriting to kids. It's been really, really awesome. In the morning times, I work with kids from the Harrison School District that are in middle school. In the evening times, I work with conservatory kids with like high school age. Writers, just focusing on songwriting. For some of the kids, you know, it's a chance to talk to someone, tell them about their day, somebody that's listening and wants to know how their life's going, a chance to connect with somebody and, you know, then get those feelings out in a positive way.
That sounds like an amazing, amazing thing to be doing, amazing project.
The kids are really talented. I mean, the kids have a lot to say. Teenagers have a lot to say, and they're very adamant about it. They have very strong emotions. And, you know, I think it's good to have an outlet for them. The conservatory is a great outlet for kids of all ages that go there. They teach guitar, voice, piano, theater, all different manner of instruments, recording arts, songwriting, obviously. Just so many opportunities there that it's a pretty amazing place for a resource for kids and families in Colorado Springs to have. And I'm really, really happy and honored to be a part of it. The instructors are amazing. The facilities are great. The staff's awesome. And, you know, I'm really excited and honored to be a part of it.
Well, I'm glad you're there. I'm glad they're there. That sounds like a organization that could use all of our support then.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And, in fact, you know, the kids that I'm teaching the class for will be doing a recital in December at Lulu's downstairs in Manitou. I'm excited to get these kids a chance to kind of play for not only their parents, but I hope other people from the community will come out and check out what these kids have to say and the show that we put on. It's going to be December the 5th.
All right. We'll keep our eyes and ears open for that date. Well, Joe, even though you're badge, you're nationwide, we get to call you ours here in Southern Colorado. And I'm really happy that your roots are here and that we get to participate in your musical adventures because they're good, that you write good stuff. The songs are, you know, meaningful and engaging, and it's been a real pleasure to watch your career do what it does.
Thanks. I appreciate it. You guys have always been a really strong proponent of what I do, and I really appreciate that. You especially, my friend Vicky, we have been friends a very long time, and I have appreciated you for just as long. So
well, you're so welcome. Joe Johnson, thank you so much for being here with us today. And can we get you to take it out with another song?
Absolutely.
All right.
I'm Joe Johnson, and this is a gloomy new song for a gloomy day. Carried and three more left behind. Tennessee by the morning, leaving my Caroline. Polish my flint blade down by the riverside. I heard you speaking in the dying of the pine. I shaved my face just to see if what lies beneath is still a part of me. My father was a young man when he heard the master call. I'm much older and I ain't heard a thing at all. There's animals living where the people don't dare to go. There's some things written people don't care to know. I shave my face just to see if what lies beneath still a part of me. I shave my face, skin and bone. I wash it clean and let it grow. Hitch my mule, there's a long way left to drive. If I make it down to Corinth, pray I make it out alive. There's a cypress swamp where the moss grows thick as vine. They tell me nothing there ever really dies. I shave my face just to see if what lies beneath is still a part of me. I shave my face, skin and bone. I washed it clean and let it grow. I let it grow. Thank you.
That was KRCC's Vicki Greger, your friend and neighbor, talking with Joe Johnson on Air Check. Joe is always playing music, and when he's here in Colorado Springs, you can catch him on stage at a number of venues in Manitou, Colorado Springs, up in Denver, and we've linked his touring schedule on our website, krcc.org. He also heads up singer-songwriter workshops at Lulu's on the West Side and at the Colorado Springs Conservatory for aspiring young musicians. Joe provides a great narrative, one-on-one and with his music, so be sure and catch him one way or the other.
Special thanks to Vulcan sound engineers Drew Bodker and Adam Hawkins. Both of these guys have ensured some excellent audio for 91.5 KRCC's Air Check. It would likely just be silence without them. Be sure and subscribe to Air Check wherever you get your podcast fodder and take us with you on the go. Join us next time on Air Check when we celebrate the holidays. Whether you like it or not, we're going to have some cheer.
All right.
For 91.5 KRCC and Air Check, I'm Vicki Greger.
And I'm Jeff Beery.